When Shannon Hayes was finishing her PhD, she made a list of all the female professors she'd ever had. There wasn't one who had tenure and was also married with children. Hayes wanted a husband and a family and realized that if she wanted a big university job,
I was not going to be able to have these things, and they were as important to me as having a career. So, in fact, they were more important to me.
So, much to the dismay of her PhD committee members, she headed back to the northern foothills of the Appalachian Mountains near the family farm where she grew up. She bought a teeny house with her husband. People whispered, what had gone wrong? Once there, Hayes couldn't even get a job interview. To make things worse, her husband lost his job 2 weeks after buying the house. So, they fell back on their domestic skills.
Well, if something broke, we fixed it. If something ripped, we mended it. I was very good at canning, so I would buy things. Any food that we didn't grow on the farm or didn't grow in our gardens, I would go to the local farmers when it was in peak season, and I would buy bulk quantities, and I would can it, freeze it, lacto-ferment it.
Hayes says her idea of success changed. Spending time with her parents and children, cooking family meals, those are her successes. She's found that more people are realizing the power of homemaking. Hayes has now written a book called Radical Homemakers, which profiles 20 families that are saying no to regular jobs and are instead raising chickens and growing veggies. Hayes says homemaking is a new route for women who consider themselves feminists.
So I think that a lot of feminists are realizing that the family home life is extremely important, and I do think that this is part of the next wave of feminism.
One feminist blogger asked with disgust, are you telling women to get back in the kitchen? Traditional feminists don't like the sound of this one bit. Brittany Shute is another feminist blogger. She's concerned with calling homemaking feminism. Shute writes about eco-feminist issues for Bitch Media and the Women's International Perspective. She says just because some women are doing it does not make it feminism. She says Hayes' message could be considered a step backward for women.
I can't imagine saying to my grandmother, I'm going to stay home and just hang out.
Shute says her grandmother struggled to attend university and didn't have nearly the choices Brittany has for a career. She would want Brittany to make the most of her opportunities.
We've come so far. You know, why would you make this decision when you do have the ability to have a career that maybe would be not only lucrative but fulfilling?
But Shannon Hayes says we've been conditioned to want the money and status of a big job, and that's proving to be as empty for many women as it is for many men. Hayes says being a housewife in the 50s and 60s was limiting. Back then, when Betty Friedan wrote The Feminine Mystique, women were depressed by their role as homemakers. Women were losing their own identities to serve their husbands and children. But Hayes says women today are losing their identities to the workplace. She also says corporations have largely taken over in the home. She says when women left the kitchen to join the workforce, that's when everyone started eating processed, unhealthy foods.
I think everybody should get back into the kitchen, not just women. But that's because I don't think you should be buying processed foods, and I don't think you should be supporting industrial agriculture, and I don't think that you should be supporting food traveling in thousands of miles.
Hayes says becoming a homemaker isn't abandoning feminism. It's redefining it on her own terms. She's sharing homemaking with her husband, and both are finding more balance between home life and work. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.